Box office: Super Mario Galaxy Movie smashes records with $372.5 million global open. By Breitbart News on April 6, 2026. AP: Mixed reviews didn't dissuade mass audiences from buying tickets to the Super Mario Galaxy Movie, which scored the biggest opening of the year for a Hollywood movie. The Illumination and Nintendo co-production earned $130.9 million over the weekend and a massive $190.1 million in its first 5 days in North American theaters, according to studio estimates Sunday. Universal Pictures released the sequel globally on Wednesday, capitalizing on kids' spring break vacations in the week leading up to the Easter holiday, with an estimated $182.4 million from 80 overseas markets. The film is looking at an astronomical $372.5 million debut, the latest hit for the PG rating. Mexico is leading the international bunch with $29.1 million from 5,136 screens, followed by the UK and Ireland with $19.7 million. The animated sequel, Illumination CEO Christopher Meledandri's 16th movie in 16 years, is the industry's biggest debut since Avatar: Fire and Ash launched over Christmas. The Chinese movie Pegasus 3, which was not a Motion Picture Association release, has the slight edge for the 2026 global record, however. It's also a dip from the first film, which opened to $204 million domestically during the same 5-day time frame in 2023. $147 of that was from Friday, Saturday and Sunday. The Super Mario Bros. Movie went on to be the second biggest movie of 2023, with over $1.3 billion in box office receipts. The Super Mario Galaxy Movie, which features returning voice actors Chris Pratt, Jack Black, Anya Taylor-Joy and Charlie Day, had a massive footprint in the US and Canada, where it played in 4,252 theaters, including 421 IMAX and 1,345 premium large format screens. It made $15 million from the IMAX screens alone. It's exactly the kind of broad, crowd-pleasing release that brings people into theaters, AMC chairman and CEO Adam Aron said in a statement. It also cost around $110 million to make, not including marketing and promotion expenses. But it arrived on a wave of less than stellar reviews. Its Rotten Tomatoes score is currently sitting at a lousy 40%. Ticket buyers were more enthusiastic, however. The family audience gave the movie 5 out of 5 stars according to post-track exit polls, while general audiences gave it 4 stars and an A on Cinem score. Audiences skewed male, 61%, overall, although when it came to families attending there were slightly more moms, 52%, than dads. These kind of audience reaction scores just point to a ridiculously strong run, not only throughout the spring, but likely into the summer as well, said Jim Orr, Universal's president of domestic distribution. The Super Mario Galaxy Movie will open in Japan later this month. Last year, the first weekend in April hosted the launch of another video game blockbuster, a Minecraft movie, which had a bigger 3-day debut, $162.8 million. But didn't have a Project Hail Mary in a strong second place, meaning the weekend overall is still up around 5%. As expected, the Super Mario Galaxy Movie ended the 2-week reign of the Ryan Gosling-led sci-fi hit Project Hail Mary, which landed in second its third weekend in theaters where it added $30.7 million, bringing its running domestic total to $217.2 million. Worldwide, it's made $420.7 million to date. Third place went to A24's provocative new movie The Drama, starring Zendaya and Robert Pattinson, which made an estimated $14.4 million from 3,087 theaters. The film's stars have been on a massive and charming press blitz to promote their R-rated movie about an engaged couple grappling with an unnerving revelation, which cost a reported $28 million to produce. The reveal has drummed up a fair amount of cultural discourse. While reviews have been more positive than not, 82% on Rotten Tomatoes, it got a less promising B Cinema score. Hoppers and reminders of him rounded out the top 5. And the box office outlook looks bright overall, up around 30% from last year. There's no better opening act for a great summer than the huge month of April powered by a mega blockbuster like the Super Mario Galaxy movie, said Paul Dergerbedian, ComScore's head of marketplace trends. Top 10 movies by domestic box office. With final domestic figures being released Monday, this list factors in the estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to ComScore. 1. The Super Mario Galaxy Movie, $130.9 million. 2. Project Hail Mary, $30.7 million. 3. The Drama, $14.4 million. 4. Hoppers, $5.8 million. 5. Reminders of Him, $2.2 million. 6. A Great Awakening, $2.1 million. 7. They Will Kill You, $1.9 million. 8. Durander the Revenge, $1.9 million. 9. Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, $1.8 million. 10. Scream 7, $915,000.